Welcome back to another episode of the Expansion Podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Karen. If you're new here, come on in. Join in on the fun. We do a lot of psychic development and training here, along with spiritual purpose, soul-led purpose, and stepping into your spiritual leadership through entrepreneurship and so many other beautiful paths that take place when we tune into our psychic abilities and allow ourselves our real true light come to the surface. And we do a lot of inner work and we do a lot of healing. And I'm so grateful and happy you're here. If you've been listening and following along for a while, hi, welcome back. Inside today's episode, we're going to be chatting about everyday psychic experiences that we definitely normalize. I have seen this so much in the 11 and a half years I've been doing this work and supporting women through when their spiritual and psychic abilities and natural healing abilities really start to activate and want to be heard and want to be shared and want to help other people heal, especially women who have big impact, which I imagine if you're listening to this and you were led here, whether intuition, spirit guides, or anything else in between, that you do have a big impact here that helps raise humanity's consciousness and our spiritual evolution. So come on in, let's get started. I'm going to start by sharing that there are so many conversations I have with women, whether it's inside of my clarity direction calls, inside of my communities, or inside of one-on-one work, where they will be explaining to me a situation or an experience they had. And they're like, well, I'm, you know, I'm pretty sure everyone has that. And I'll say, well, not really. That is actually psychic abilities 101. And why that happens usually is we will shrink ourselves down and we will keep dimming our lives and swallowing our abilities because it's usually connected to experiences that happened when we were younger or in our upbringing or in our soul's journey across different parallel lifetimes, where when we shared our magic, our healing abilities, our power, that something was taken away, or perhaps we were killed, or perhaps we were burned, or perhaps we lost everything, or we were rejected, or not really understood. And the biggest thing, the biggest feeling that is the most vital to human beings is belonging. And so when we share our abilities and share our gifts, and we're surrounded by maybe others who don't understand, not their fault, just not your everyday experience of really recognizing, okay, my daughter clearly has massive psychic abilities. Here's what's happening with them, and how do I navigate them, and how do I help her? And we try other methods and other things, but there's a level of depth that highly sensitive women, is because we're so highly sensitive to energy and we have these massive psychic abilities that are just our everyday. We not only assume that everyone else is having those experiences, but we generally feel pretty misunderstood. And we need a level of depth of support that can really help us normalize our experiences. So in that, we will normalize psychic experiences to help us move through life and to keep ourselves and our abilities at bay. Okay. I'm going to get into these points, these experiences that I have seen, and we're going to dive deeper. The first one is you feel the energetic capacity of people before you see their current reality. I see this so much. This was something I walked through too. What happens here is that you meet someone and you almost immediately sense who they could become, what they're really capable of, the potential within them, the future version of themselves that you can just see so clearly. It is so obvious to you, but they don't see it. So the challenge in this is assuming that they're already there, because we see it. That's what we see. We can feel it. So you enter relationships or friendships or collaborations or partnerships, opportunities relating to someone's potential instead of their current capacity, where they currently are. And I always reframe it this way, where them reaching that potential is maybe 0 to 5%. If they have awareness of this is where I want to be, this is my highest potential, then those odds grow and grow. But when it comes to the truth behind this, what you're really doing is tapping into someone's future possibility. And this is really when somebody has natural psychic gifts around being able to alchemize darkness or pain. Hello, empathic human beings. This is where we find ourselves here. You're seeing someone's future possibility. And when we alchemize all the darkness that is crowding that, stopping that from happening, and the timeline that they're walking, that they have the potential of being on, that's called reading energetic timelines. That's called alchemizing. Wow, if someone just alchemized all that darkness, this is their future potential, their future possibility. So when it comes to your big impact and your natural healing abilities that come with your psychic power, this is reading energetic timelines. And this is really important for spiritual leaders that are here to help other people heal, because it's so important that we can see someone's highest potential when we're in that work and we're doing that work with them. Because if we can't see that, then we can't help them navigate to get there. So this is actually a psychic ability. Okay, this one is number two. You unconsciously track energetic harmony. So this is when you can feel and sense energetic harmony in any situation, in any exchange. And I mean down to, does the tree feel harmonious today, or where it's sitting, or does that plant need more water? All the way to, this work environment is energetically in harmony, or this relationship exchange, or this person, anything. You can really just feel through the cracks where misalignment or hidden truths are resting, are hiding. And the reason for this is because your natural state, okay, your soul's natural state, and mixed with your energetic blueprint of having psychic power and natural healing abilities, you can easily track energetic harmony. It's just wired in you. You don't have to try. And you'll notice when someone's energy matches their words and when it doesn't. When information is missing or withheld, when there's an exchange that will be harmonious or in alignment to you, or the most elevated outcome that is possible between that exchange, and when it's not in alignment with you. And when someone is in energetic harmony with themselves, or is disconnected and there's some gaps or some cracks or some energy leaks there. And the truth behind this is that you are decoding the energy through your psychic abilities. It's just happening. You know, when you're like, I just have a feeling about something. I really have no logic for it, but I really just feel that this choice is going to bring me something really amazing, or it's going to do this, or it's going to help this click together. Or it's like, well, yeah, that person's conversation was great, but there was just something off about them. There was just something off. And you are naturally coded to bring more harmony and more wholeness to everything around you. Therefore, you have to be able to sense when something is off. So trust that a lot more. Energy doesn't lie. I'm going to say that again. Energy doesn't lie. It can't. So if you're picking up on it, it's most likely there. So just trust it. This is where we shove it down and we shrink it down and we swallow it, because of everything I mentioned when we first started this episode. And that's okay. But this is your invitation to just trust that a little bit more. If you sense it, you can feel it, then it's most likely there. Alrighty, let's dive into number three. This one is, I can't tell you the countless times that I have moved through this myself and finally understood what was actually happening. And now being able to walk my students and my clients through this is something I'm really, really grateful to be able to do. So you grieve endings before they physically happen. I know. Some of you are like, oh my gosh, that's what that is. I know. I like sensed that was going to end and I was sad about it. Well, I was in that relationship. I was grieving it while I was still in it. Or that job, or maybe you don't know that you're about to get an opportunity and you have to move away somewhere, and it's a great opportunity, but you have to pack up your things in your house and your home, and you have to leave, you have to move. It's exciting. It's in alignment, but we poured our energy into our spaces and we send so much love out into this environment. And so there's a part of our lives, there's a chapter of our lives and a space that we're in an exchange with that we have to grieve. So you might even been having moments of that, pockets of that. I remember that was happening to me and there would be a song on it and I would just start crying and be like, oh my gosh, I think these are like my last moments here. And I have no proof, no concrete proof that that's true. And then sure enough, it was. So you may find yourself grieving relationships and exchanges before they become distant, and you can find yourself grieving a version of yourself that has brought you to a certain point in your journey, a business chapter or collaboration that may come to an unexpected ending before it happens, a home or a living space before finding out you're moving. And the truth with this, when it comes to your psychic abilities and your natural healing impact that you're destined to have, why do I want to say that a third time? You're destined to have. Your psychic abilities are picking up on energy coming in that you are already magnetizing to yourself and that it's connected to your expansion, your growth, and your evolution. You're reading the energy, you're reading timelines before they've actually landed fully. And this is naturally encoded in you to sense any type of growth and evolution because it's part of your deeper purpose to help humanity evolve and grow. So of course you're going to be encoded with this. And of course that's going to ripple into every experience you have because you're naturally wired to do that. And no, not everyone can do that. No, that's not common for everybody. Everything we're talking about today is not a common experience that everybody has. I used to assume that everyone just saw things the same way I did, or everyone just viewed things. It was so obvious to me, but I later realized that those are my gifts. It's the same thing with my clients. It's the same thing with my students. And I imagine that it's the same with you. Okay, let's dive into another one. You often mistake energetic awareness for anxiety. I'm doing air quotes for anxiety because it's a big label. It's a big word. And I just want to make sure that we feel regulated and safe receiving that word that can stir up anxiety just by saying the word anxiety. It's the frequency that's around it. So we're going to take a deep breath. We're going to let that out. Okay. So your energetic awareness can be experienced as heightened awareness to everything. So all the energy, all the subtle shifts, all the big shifts, you're feeling it all. Okay. From the beautiful healing power from the sun all the way to the neighbor who may be moving through a hard time, you can feel everything. And you can also experience that as intuitive knowings or feelings that you're having, not really knowing how to make sense of them or not even knowing that they're intuitive feelings or activations that you're receiving. You can be experiencing that as energetic information from people, places, and things, or a shift occurring beneath the surface in timelines where you made a choice or someone who's close to you made a choice, small or big, that always shifts timelines. The truth behind this is your psychic abilities are usually expanding. Sometimes they stretch so big and so wide that when you're picking up on everything around you, it can feel like overwhelm. Especially when you're highly sensitive to energy, which I imagine you are, it feels like overstimulation. From sounds to maybe a lot of the clients I work with, they can communicate with spirit and they're receiving information from that or taking on energy from that, or they're taking on energy from neighbors or anything, the dog next door. And so your energetic awareness is then translated into air quotes anxiety. And I'm not relabeling anxiety for anything. I am simply just speaking on how this shows up with my specialty with psychic abilities and development. Okay, just want to say that. And so that shows up because we have so much energetic information that we are not able to decode, to move through our body. And that is because we don't have the tools or the education or the in-depth support that teach us how to do that. But when you do that, when you do understand how to do that and understand, okay, my energetic awareness is picking up on this and this and this, and then you know the exact way to help move that energy through your body, through your nervous system, then the anxiety, okay, and the energetic overwhelm neutralizes because you're not walking around carrying all this information that's just sitting in your field because you're naturally encoded to feel everything, pick up on everything. And if we're not cleaning out that filter, it gets really loud, really crowded, and really overwhelming, because you're hearing thoughts, you're seeing things, you're picking up on energies that are coming either about you, towards you, or for somebody else. And why this is so important when you have a big impact and you have natural healing abilities to help others heal and help humanity evolve and grow is you need to be energetically aware, or to be able to pick up on everything so that you know exactly how to tune in and exactly how to help somebody heal. You have to be able to see and feel and know and decode what's coming to you. Okay, let's dive into another one. You can feel when you or someone else is living beneath their soul's capacity or your soul's capacity. So on the surface, this can look like your life is put together, but you have moments of something feels like it's missing. Am I missing something? Feels like there's more out there for me. There's this constant curiosity and constant question that something key is missing. Often a part of it is being disconnected from your abilities and your energetic awareness and your impact, your destiny, what you're built to do, the impact you're here to have. Another way that this shows up is you, on the surface, is you're really successful, but you feel this very specific ache or longing that almost always stays. It doesn't matter what you do. It's always there. And that sometimes is connected to urgency. Like it has this sense of urgency to it. And it's absolutely maddening sometimes, maybe all of the time, when that combo's there. And on the surface, you can go about your daily life, but have visions of another life that you're living, or another version of your life. And these are dreams and goals and aspirations and your soul's highest potential, your soul's capacity that's in full alignment to who you are and how you want to live and how you want your life to look. And that would come through the visions of you reading timelines. And that's what that is. It's not you making it up. It's you physically, energetically, psychically reading a timeline. And that's a calling. That's what I call the calling. The calling that is trying to guide you to your soul's capacity, your highest timeline, your highest potential. Another way this shows up is you look the part, but you feel disconnected or like you're the odd one. Highly sensitive women and women who have psychic abilities but don't talk about it or don't know that they really do or recognize that in themselves, not your fault. We have a very deep understanding from a very young age that we are just different. And sometimes that shows up in just energetically reading the room and being around people and going to school and doing all the things and not really finding a lot of connections that feel really true to you and feel really safe to you, or you feel fully understood in them. And the truth with this is that you are energetically encoded. So part of your blueprint is to be able to sense someone's, including your own, highest potential and timeline. So you can also most likely see how someone else needs to get to their highest potential easily. That's very obvious to you. That was in an earlier point. This is connected to being able to help humanity reach its highest potential. That's what you're encoded with. How freaking amazing is that? So you can energetically see and sense it in everything. You are meant to be able to do that. And again, it's about trusting that. It's knowing how to develop into this. It's knowing how to say, yes, I do have this. I do experience this. And I accept that about myself. And I love myself no matter what. And I'm still going to belong. All right. The last one here is you most likely experience more spiritual frustration than spiritual confusion. So you know that you're meant for more and here to do something big. And you're somehow here to help others heal. And you know that you are needing to understand your spirituality on a deeper level. And sometimes that's really hard to find that support in the current spiritual space because there's lots of information out there and some of it aligns and some of it doesn't. And you're like, wait, this doesn't make sense. And another way that this shows up is you are healing from your own trauma. A lot of spiritual leaders that are here to have big impact to help humanity heal, we often carry a lot of trauma. And that's usually because it's connected to how we're going to help other people heal. We can't truly hold energetic space, the container, the energetic portal that we need to hold for somebody to heal unless we've really walked through it and been burned by it And that's also just part of energetics. And it's a really beautiful exchange to be in. And the truth with this is that you feel you need way more depth than what is currently in the spiritual space. And it's frustrating because that's hard to find. It's hard to come by. It's not impossible. It's hard to come by because most information and exchanges and support, it feels very surface level. And you probably are really over surface level stuff because that's kind of been your life. And feeling like craving more depth, the depth that you need because your energetic awareness is so vast and so big and lives in so much truth, that just because a lot of people don't see that and can't understand that doesn't mean it's not real. Doesn't mean it's not true. And this is because your psychic abilities are able to reach really, really far and wide and deep. And so you crave the depth of support that can hold you through that and teach you exactly what's going on. So you know, this is that, this is this. You know how to navigate it. You know how to show up confidently, and you know how to continue to evolve and grow. And more importantly, step into your big impact. And how I know and you know that you're here to help make the world a better place. Alrighty. I'm so grateful that this found you and that you're here. And if you're following me along on Instagram or TikTok or inside of one of my communities already, I'm just really grateful to be doing this and that you're here in it with me. Alrighty. I'll see you in the next episode. Sending you so much love.